KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
And I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com. This is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, there's some industry news this morning. I think it has something to do with Oscar nominations, film. Are you familiar with this whole idea where you actually go to a building and you watch images projected on a screen and then they give out awards for these things?
Wait, does Netflix have theaters now?
Well, so instead of talking about films that no one has seen, we'll save that for other folks. Let's talk about TV that no one has seen. Joe, you actually recently wrote about some cancellations in the world of streaming comedies and had some interesting pointers on what's going on, the evolution of the streaming game. Kind of bring us up to speed on what happened and what shows went away recently.
Well, what's happening lately in the last couple of months, we saw that some streamers have gotten rid of their quirkiest, most beloved sort of niche comedies. Julie Klausner's Difficult People got canceled at Hulu after 3 seasons. Netflix recently pulled the plug on Lady Dynamite.
With Maria Bamford.
Maria Bamford.
Fantastic,
yep, exactly.
Show. Yeah.
Just a few weeks after its second season premiere, they didn't need much evidence to just say, nope, we're moving on. And then last week, you know, Amazon blew up almost everything that's left from its comedy roster with Pink Slips to One Mississippi, which is very critically acclaimed.
Yeah,
Tig Notaro. And then I Love Dick, which is from Jill Soloway, who's the creator of Transparent. And then also John Klein Van Johnson, which is much less beloved, but had some fans.
Exactly.
And it wasn't really very unexpected, was it?
Well, it wasn't because, you know, to some degree, even though we don't get ratings, and that's something that you and I have talked about, you know, where are the numbers? We want to know exactly who's watching these things. You can tell in the zeitgeist, even, you know, for what we do for a living, we see what kind of stories resonate with our readers, and you can kind of tell what shows are actually resonating with audiences by who's actually clicking on our stories. So you could kind of tell some of these shows were much smaller, very niche, very indie, which, you know, is what we specialize at IndieWire. But nonetheless, not broad. And especially in the case of Amazon, broad is the future.
Well, right. And so there are two things going on here. With the case of Amazon, I wrote about this. Amazon is absolutely going a different direction. They're saying, we want big, broad Game of Thrones styles titles that can play internationally. So they're canceling shows because of a change in philosophy. On the other hand, in the case of Netflix and Hulu, I don't think it's as much about their giving up completely on niche. I think the case is Netflix just has so many shows. They only need so many shows to go in their niche. Same thing with Hulu. But it's also a sign of the fact that streaming is just a much more mature genre now.
Yeah.
Or it's a more mature industry now. And in the beginning, anytime a TV network or in the past sort of got started, they would always want something buzzworthy because that's how you get people talking about it. Well, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, they don't need people to get used to the idea of streaming. They don't need to get people to think about, well, maybe I should take the leap. They've got that base. So now it's sort of back to the old rules of TV. You have to have an audience to survive.
Yeah, so they're starting to act a lot more like FX. FX early on, you know, sort of maintained shows a lot longer than they do now. HBO the same way. So these are businesses. At the end of the day, they are still businesses.
Right, although if I'm FX, I'm going to take some issue with you. The Americans have survived without so-so issues. But it is a matter about balance. It's a matter of you can only do so much.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so you're starting to see these strategies emerging, like you said. And so a show like Lilyhammer, which lasted 3 seasons in the early days of Netflix, can you imagine that show lasting beyond 1 season now?
I can't imagine it getting greenlit, although it could be because it was a foreign co-production. So Netflix will still continue to pick stuff up like that. But, you know, they just were out with their quarterly earnings as we're taping this, and they set a new record for subscribers. And so they continue to up their programming spend. It's going to go up to $8 billion this year. So I think there's going to still be plenty of room for sort of quirkiness, but probably not as much as there was in the beginning.
Yeah, and as we also saw recently, Netflix raised their monthly price. Amazon is also raising the price of Prime. And so if there is a threshold, will people start canceling their subscriptions? They haven't reached it yet. So even as you see a few of your favorite shows go away, there's more in the pipeline, and people are now starting to see these services as necessary utilities.
And more importantly, there's big competition coming. Disney, Google, you know, other places getting into the business. So these companies have to sort of realize that they have big competition. They can't afford to waste money on shows that not a lot of people love.
For now, we're going to pour one out for One Mississippi and Lady Dynamite and all these great shows that have gone away. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mikey.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.